I'm here with Dave Bowling for our weekly pregame Two Guys Talking Football chat. Dave, everything probably says, including the line in Vegas, which last time I looked was 6 points, everything says that the Seahawks should win this pretty handily. Talk about what you think coming in, the effects of the first game of the regular season is after, you know, they haven't played really in a couple weeks and there's a bunch of unknowns.
Well, it's unknown to us, too. You know, I don't know who's going to be out there. And I think one of the big things that, you know, we mentioned on the blog this morning that I would be concerned about is how this offensive line comes together. It's been something that they've worried about that's been a problem last year. And with Walter Jones being out all during training camp, it wasn't a problem that we needed to see Walter Jones. We know he can play. The problem was that other people had to come from their position to man his position, and that kept them from coming together as a unit and getting the kind of time playing together that they need, especially with a couple of young guys like Sims and Spencer, to develop that unity and cohesiveness that aligned.
Well, what happened to that in the past when Walter missed preseason? How'd that affect these guys?
You know what? I think what happened was a lot of times they played chop there, and he would jump in and play, and then he would just go back to a backup's role. And so there were at least four guys then that were learning, you know, that were working together. And the other thing is, it was mostly a veteran group back then, too. It wasn't trying to assimilate a couple of guys who were basically, you know, in a sense, first-year starters with Sims and Spencer. They had starts last year, of course. But, you know, working together, there are a couple of new pieces there, and that's you know, and then one of those pieces is getting pretty old in Chris Gray. So I think that the one thing that is really going to be interesting to see is how that front line does. The whole philosophy of openers is it makes it a lot of fun. And in the NFL, the story that we're seeing every year is a team coming from nowhere, a team that had been down, a team that comes up. And a lot of times those things happen in the first week, where there will be a team or two today that scores what seems to be a pretty big upset. And then that may start them onto an unexpected season. Because, you know, we're seeing a lot of those divisional last to first deals and teams making it into the playoffs that hadn't been there before, or at least not, you know, the year before. And so that's something I think that causes coaches, gives them a lot of trouble sleeping at night. Now, when you've got a situation like Tampa Bay, you know a Monty Kiffin defense is going to be a Monty Kiffin defense, and they're going to play that cover two, and they're going to do the things they do, and they're going to have Derek Brooks, and they've got some good people, and they're fairly predictable. It doesn't mean that they're easy to deal with, but you know, last year they were a middle of the pack defense. I think they were 17th or 18th or something like that in the league, and that was a reflection of personnel, I think, and some other issues. But you know, you add Jeff Garcia. If he can come in, you know, they obviously had troubles at quarterback. If he can come in and play from the start the way he played toward the end last year with Philadelphia, he made that a different team. And just one guy like that coming in, all of a sudden, he gets that offense moving, then that makes the defense better. The defense can do a few more things. Everybody gets a little more confidence. There's this sense of renewal, just like in any sport with an opener. You know, everybody likes to talk about the first day in baseball, you know. Football seems even more so because there are more surprise success stories. And, you know, if you throw a Jeff Garcia in there and who is very effective, all of a sudden the confidence goes up, and then they start believing they're a pretty good team, because they're not a 4-12 team now. They're a 0-0 team, and I think that's crucial.
What do you think of Garcia? Because seemingly they wanted to develop Sims. He was kind of their quarterback of the future, got injured, and you almost think that Garcia is a stopgap until they can maybe draft one or pick one up in free agency. But he did pretty well last year with Philadelphia.
You know, it has to be when you look at the guys they have. You know, none of them jump out at me as people who are going to be, you know, the long-term answer. But you know what? he did play great. And, you know, as Coach Homer had said, he's a guy that the Seahawks tried to get a couple years ago. Heck, I remember when he came in and quarterbacked San Jose against the Huskies, you know, however many years ago that was. And, you know, he's always had a knack. You know, he's not one of these real athletic guys. He's a guy who really understands the game. He knows where to get the ball. He knows how to change the tempo of an offense. He can still get out and run a little bit. It's an amazing thing. He's still got pretty good legs. You know, his arm isn't going to awe anybody. But, you know, when he goes out and he's effective and he gets the job done. And so much of what a quarterback does in this league is based on the complementary efforts of line, receivers, running backs, etc. And so a lot of it really isn't going to be about Jeff Garcia. It's about how the others help Jeff Garcia.
You've been watching this pretty intently during the preseason. What about the Seahawks defensive line? How do you think they're going to do?
That's
kind of a work in progress.
It really is, and that's one that the progress in a lot of ways was regressed when Marcus Tubbs went down last week. And it's hard to believe, as dramatic as that was, it's only been a week now. It seems like it was a traumatic moment sometime in the past here. But to try to land on your feet and adapt after losing someone of that significance is just really a difficult thing. And what we have all talked about is that the natural and progression, they hope, the Seahawks staff hopes, is that rookie Brandon Meatman can come in and maybe steepen his learning curve a little bit, get him on the field more, really give him a chance to prove whether he's as good against real opponents as he looks in practice. If he is, he is not going to replace Marcus Tubbs. Nobody should expect him to be the man to solely replace Marcus Tubbs. But if he can add depth to that pile and bring a run-stopping capacity and ability, he may be one of the few guys who really has that. He has that body type to do that. So he'll be another one that we're going to really want to watch today.
What to do for him that, you know, they're probably going to start TAP today. They haven't officially announced it, but starting two pass rushing defensive ends.
You know, I think Kearney is better against the run than I probably expected him to be. On the same hand, maybe he hasn't shown himself to be as good against the pass as I'd expect him to be. I thought, you know, he's a high energy guy. You expect him to be coming hard off the edge. He does. It didn't really bear fruit in the preseason. What I did see out of him, though, was some hustle plays that still add up to yards, you know, to your cause. Mm-hmm. I've seen plays where he has been screened behind, where they've tossed it behind him, and he's hustled back and made a tackle. Now, it might have been a 5 or 6 yard gain, but you know what? If he hadn't been coming back, it might have been a 20 yard gain. And those are the sort of plays that maybe you tend to not think, well, that's not a big play, but in reality, it's saving you yards, and it makes a potential big play a much smaller play. So, and the other thing that I like about him is he keeps a nice angle on the play. If he's on the weak side, he kind of closes down and stays in his lane and pinches off the cutback. And I think he does a pretty good job of that. But you know what? They didn't pay $20 million in a signing bonus to have a guy who's just a solid run, you know,
no, but you
cutback
know what else?
Guy. So
I think in the third preseason game against Minnesota, I think their right guard jumped off sides twice. Trying to get ahead of Kearney, so you know he has that effect too, where he's I guess he's frightening some of the other offensive line who are trying to guard.
Yeah, that's 5 yards at a shot that he's gaining for the team. So, and you know what, he gets down in that low stance and he looks like he's in a track start, you know. And I think that alone kind of gets guys thinking about it, you know. And So it's going to be interesting to see his impact, but and the safeties as well. You know, the two new safeties, how do they do back there? We've been led to believe they're going to be a little smarter back there with their assignments, and from what we've seen, that seems to be a fair assessment. But you know, we got to see it in the game now too.
Well, and I think the Josh Wilson, Jordan Babineau dynamic is going to be an interesting thing to watch as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Josh took a few lumps, and you know, we'll have to see how. Cornerbacks have to be really mentally tough.
A few lumps or stiff arms?
And I think which created a few lumps. But, you know, if you're going to play that position in this league, you have to, as they love to say, you've got to have a short memory. And what that means is just put it aside, learn from it, and come back tough. And don't let your confidence get down because of that. And I think we'll see right from the start. If he's out there and he's playing confident and he's playing tough. A problem is if all of a sudden somebody's worried, you can see him start giving more cushion and leaning back on his heels and not coming to meet the ball and coming to make the play. So, you know, I think maybe even body language a little bit we'll be able to see if we watch Josh Wilson and see how he's coming back from the preseason.
All right, my friend, right well.
I'll do my best.
Thank you.